my boys would say, really special.
Yeah. It's not that type of special. Morning, everybody. It's good to see you. Isn't it a great day? Isn't it fabulous? Wait till next month when it'll be raining and everything. So make the most of it. I'm not pessimistic. All right, kids. Now, I need you here because I've got some pictures that are going to come up on the screen here, and let's have a look and see what you think they are. Let's have the first one. I can't even remember how many I've got, so we'll go until we get another blank screen, really. No, here we go. Kids, what's that? What are you reckon? Oh, oi, you peasants at the back. Let's get back. Here we go. Yeah, but can you be more specific? What type? A fly eye. Well done. Look at that. Probably a blowfly, one of the real big juicy ones, you know. That you make a big sound and you sort of, you need a baseball bat just to hit them. All right. Fly eye, probably blowfly. All right, what's the next one? Now here's a, here's one for you. What do you think it is? All right. A witch? An aerial map? No. This is probably the hardest of the lot, actually. What do you think it is? We got cornflake, cornflake, close, close. Cheese? No, not so close. A witch? Congealed fat. Only a scientist would come up with something so obscure. No, it's actually a biscuit. A biscuit. So yeah, cornflake was pretty close. Excellent, yep. Alright, what's next? What do you reckon that one is? What do you think it is? A flower, yes. Now, is anyone really clever and be able to actually name specifically the flavour of flower? I believe you are correct. Well, look at that. Eh? Well done. Have we got another one? Alrighty. Have a good look at that, kids. I reckon you can get this one. A bird? No. Front of a car? Yes. Is that what you had? Yeah, well done. All right, what's next? Okay. All right, Jay, what do you think? Oh, you guys are good. Yeah, it's a strawberry. Okay. Oh. What? Yeah. Who hasn't said something? Claudia. A can. Yeah, what flavour? I have no idea, actually. Ooh. What do you reckon that could be? Frost? No, but you're on the right garden path. It's a snowflake. You were going to say that? You are on to it. Well, no, we got any more? There we go. Every teenager will know this one. Cell phone, yes. Well called out, team. Correct. Ooh. All right. Pussycat eye. Yes, it is a cat eye. And that's it. End of sideshow. You've got it! Well done. See, having the right perspective makes all the difference. And as we looked at some of these and we thought, oh, what exactly is it? We were a bit unsure until someone told us, well, that's actually a such and such. But because we had such a small amount to look at, we got a bit confused. But once we understood what we were looking at, it all made sense. It's not that the image changed. The image was exactly the same, just our perspective of it changed. Because in our pictures, we only saw just a little small glimpse of the whole. Now, movie promoters have come up with a great marketing ploy to get you to go and watch a movie. Do you know what it is? The trailer. Now, in the trailer, they take little snippets of the actual movie and piece them all together. So you get a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there. Now, a good movie trailer will not give away what the movie is about. It'll create enough interest, but it will not give you the whole picture of what the movie is about. So you just get little snippets, little tantalizing bits that you think, oh yeah, that could be a good movie to go to. Unfortunately, sometimes when you go to the movie, you actually find that the trailer has all the good bits and the rest of it's just absolutely horrible. But, I mean, you paid your money, you went, your problem. So this Advent, we're continuing on with the absolutely fantastic story of the birth of Jesus. We're looking at the full story of God, who is the creator of the entire universe, choosing to become a baby born in the backwaters of some occupied country in the Middle East. It's a fantastic story. And we have before us the whole story. We know how it begins and we know how it ends because we've got the Bible that gives us the complete picture. But we're looking at the story in terms of those people who were in the midst of it. And now last week, who did we look at? Who was one of the main characters that we looked at? Can you remember? I'd ask James, but I mean, hopefully he would remember because he preached on it, but I don't want to embarrass him in case he's forgotten. Anyone else? Mary and Elizabeth. We had snippets of their lives. For Mary, a young girl, probably 13 to 14, her life ahead of her, suddenly realizes that she is pregnant, unmarried, and making the claim that God is the Father. If that's just a small snippet, you would have thought, man, this is a mess. But we know that for Mary, that wasn't the whole story. And the whole story is that she is blessed among all women. That she carries the baby within her is the Messiah, Emmanuel, God who will be with us. And then we have Elizabeth's baby jumping with joy when Mary comes to visit. And then that great proclamation that Mary gives about the Messiah. This week, we take another look at some other characters who are in our story, who are in our movie. But we're just going to catch little snippets. And one of the characters is a man called Joseph. Now Joseph wakes up one morning. It's a beautiful day. The sun's shining. He is engaged to an awesome young girl who he's very keen on. Life is good. He is full of joy. He's got this amazing future planned out ahead of him. And it's really exciting. And he's just finished his carpentry apprentice, so now he's a qualified builder. So he can support them. And all of a sudden, three simple little words shatter his dream. Joseph, I'm pregnant. His fiancée, the girl of his dreams, the one who he has dreamt of a life together, has said three simple words. Joseph, I'm pregnant. And in this snippet of the movie, Joseph realizes, well, I know for sure that the baby ain't mine. And his hopes and his dreams and his aspirations and his future are completely and utterly shattered. This is not a great day for Joseph. This is a day of despair. Our theme this Advent is listening to God. And it's from listening to God that we suddenly get a change of perspective. It's from listening to God that we suddenly look at this movie from God's point of view. And God spoke to Joseph and completely changed his perspective. This is what the Bible says. Mary's husband Joseph was an honorable man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, probably because he still had strong feelings for her. So he decided to break the marriage agreement with her in secret. Joseph had this in mind when an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. And the angel said, Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for she is pregnant by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He saves, because he will save his people from their sin. All this has happened so that what the Lord had spoken through the prophets came true. The virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded, and he took Mary as his wife. Mary was still pregnant, but for Joseph, with the visitation of God and by listening to God, suddenly his whole perspective had changed. This wasn't disaster and despair and his life coming to an end. But suddenly he saw the bigger picture, the picture that God had, and his whole perspective had changed. Out of despair now came the joy that everything that he had hoped and dreamed could still happen. Life is good again. Our second scene. Another little snippet in the movie. There's a couple of other characters. We're not sure how many. Tradition says three. Any idea who these other characters might be? Possibly. In the bed, make the bed, and in the bed you go. No, not them three. Now, tradition says three. There may have been more. Any idea? Claudia. The three wise men. Story of the three wise men. They've been traveling for quite a while. They are in search of the newborn king. So they had followed and followed the star. Now they get into Israel and they think, well, obviously the best place to find a newborn king would be where? The capital, and in what type of building? A castle? A palace. And so that's what they do. They go to Herod's palace. Herod's the king. Only makes sense. Palace, king, new king, born, must be Herod. And they go see Herod, and Herod goes, eh? Ain't no king been born here. No. You sure you guys have got the right country? Yeah, we got the right one. It's here. Newborn king, here. So Herod says, just hang around, guys. I'll just go and find out. So then he goes and sees the chief priests and says, now, the Messiah, where's the Messiah to be born? He says, well, it's actually going to be born in Bethlehem, not here. It's going to be king, right? Yep. Okay. Like king take over king, like a king? Because they believed that the king that was going to completely free Israel from all those that oppressed them. So this meant this king was going to free them from the Romans. So he must be pretty powerful. So here it goes back to the wise men and says, okay, guys, got it sus for you. Now, you'll find them in a town called Bethlehem, and if you head sort of up the road a bit more, take the third left, head inland. It's sort of like Whangamongama, really. That's where you find this king. Now, when you find him, I want you to come back and tell me, because I want to worship him too. So will you do that? Will you come back and tell me? So in the snippet of the wise men, they've found where the king is to be born, and they've discovered that Herod is a really nice guy, and he wants to worship the newborn king as well. So it's only right that we'll pop back and tell him, so that he too can go and worship the newborn king. And once again, God speaks to the wise men and completely changes their perspective. They had a snippet of the story, but God gave them a bit more and said, don't go back to Herod, because he actually wants to kill the newborn king. And when they changed his perspective, they head out of town, see Jesus, and they keep on going the other side. Another snippet in the movie of Jesus. Joseph, Mary, and Jesus are a great family. They've set up house. Things are going well. Joseph's probably got the business up and running, building houses for us, or whatever franchise he may have come up with. Life is good. The family is wonderful. And the snippet that we see, everything is great. Once again, God speaks and changes the whole perspective. God says, you got to get up now, right now. Grab whatever you can throw in a bag and get out of town, head for Egypt, because Herod is coming tonight to kill your child. With God's perspective, they see the whole picture and everything changes. And Jesus is safe in Egypt. There's lots of other examples about little snippets and full pictures. The snippet is we have the Garden of Eden and the fall. And that's a disaster for humankind. The full picture is that we have the cross and the redemption and salvation. We have a snippet of Noah, the crazy boat builder. But we have the full picture of a family and animals saved in a flood. We have Abraham and Isaac on an altar with a knife. But the full picture is that we have a lamb in a bush ready to be sacrificed. We have Moses and Israel caught between the sea and the Egyptian army. That's the snippet. God speaks, and the full picture is we have Israel walk through the water and the Egyptian army completely and utterly destroyed. We have a snippet of an invincible Goliath taunting the army of Israel and mocking Israel's God, and the army of Israel cowering, making a lot of war noises, but nobody actually getting excited about fighting. That's the snippet. The full picture is we have a shepherd boy who listens and believes in God and goes and slays the giant. And there are more and more examples that if you look at the snippet, you think,
this is not good. But then you hear what God says and you get a perspective of the outcome. And so often in life we get caught up in the trailer of our life that's around us. We get caught up with the so much with the now that we just are seeing the snippet. And whether it's a good snippet or a bad snippet, we tend to lose sight of the journey of the movie of our lives before us. And many times when life is a struggle and things look from our own perspective to be not a good place, and that there doesn't seem to be any light at the end of the tunnel, that's when we need to take time. Time to sit down and listen to God and say, God, this is the snippet that I'm in, and it's not that great. God, how does this movie finish? What's your perspective? And it's in those times where we actually catch a glimpse that the light at the end of the tunnel is Jesus, that we can suddenly face the snippet that we're in, knowing that in the end, the movie is good for us. See, ultimately, in the end, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, that's the end, ultimately, for us, for our movie. The snippets may not look so good now, but ultimately, it's a winner. It's a great ending. It's a happy ending for us. And before we get there, let's look at our glimpses. Let's listen and trust God for the movie ahead. And let's rely on His love and His grace and His mercy. And keep asking for the glimpses of a fuller movie. Let's pray. Father, we've heard it time and time again that You are on our side. And that there is nothing that we can do that will make You love us more. And there's nothing that we can do that will make You love us less. Your love and Your grace abounds. Father, You never promised ever that life would be easy. That there would be snippets and times in our journey where it looks dark. But You do promise always, always to be with us. Always to uphold us, always to strengthen us, and that the light at the end of the tunnel is Jesus. And this we give You thanks for. May this Advent time, in the busyness, in the hurriedness, and in the presence, and in the food, and in everything else, may we be able to take time to develop that ability to just listen. To hear from You. To catch a glimpse of the future. And respond in joy. In Jesus' name, amen.